Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inside Track with Boratia International. Your host for Inside Track is Mr. George Najjar, founder and CEO of Boratia International. His co-hosts are the Boratia Customer Referral Program, top producer, and the top performer from the Distributor Referral Program for the most recent month. George hosts the current top producer and top performer on his show to share insights on building their Boratia business in the marketplace now. This show is designed to share with you the experiences, tips, and techniques that are proven effective today for building Boratia businesses just like yours. Tune in to each monthly episode to learn how you can grow your business. Learn from distributors who are experiencing success and are eager to share details of what works. Hear directly from Boratia's top producers and performers, and share the episodes with your organization to help them grow their businesses too. Each episode features the latest top distributors. We'd love for one of those distributors to be you. Become top customer or distributor referrer in the U.S. in any calendar month, and you, too, could be on the show and share the platform with founder and CEO, Mr. George Najjar. We look forward to you being the co-host and sharing your success stories in a future episode. And now, welcome to the Inside Track with George Najjar.
Well, hello there, everyone. George Najjar here with you from San Francisco Bay Area. It is lovely out here, beautiful weather. I love spring. I love the blooming trees and flowers and smell and the hot weather here in the area. It's awesome. But you know what I love more than that is the taste of Boratia coffee. Because to me, a lot of people, you know, when I drink my coffee and I say smell, and they smell. And I say, what do you smell? They say, we smell coffee. I said, no, I don't smell coffee. I smell freedom. I smell victory. And they start smiling. Truly, in the beginning, I used to smell coffee. Today, I smell victory and freedom. So welcome to Boratia. I'm excited you're here. I'm excited I'm here. We're having a lot of fun. I have three special folks with me here on the Inside Track show today. I have a special individual here in the office in the show, and that is our Executive Vice President of Sales, who recently joined our company, and she's been doing a phenomenal job. And I got our two co-hosts today who are the champions of the month for the month of February. We have a distributor referral champion who acquired the most distributors of the month, and we have a customer referral champion who acquired the most customers of the month. And you know what's so exciting about this is we do this every month, and I so look forward to this 1 hour of power. That's what we're going to call it, hour of power. This is when these champions get together and share their wisdom, share their philosophies, share their mission, their vision, their heart, their passion, and their victory and success. And what's most important is it is simple. It is really not that hard what we do. All we do is just share with others a delicious cup of coffee or a delicious cup of tea, share with them the opportunity behind this amazing coffee and tea so that they may experience their freedom and enjoy. You know, I love living in America. I love living in America. And let me tell you why. There is no greater country on earth today for entrepreneurship than the United States. In every category, from the high-tech world of Silicon Valley to the most competitive and advanced laboratories and to network marketing, direct sales, social entrepreneurship, whatever you want to call it, you know, Americans today are refusing to sell for less. They're desiring more passionately to live their best life now and willing to experience their freedom. You know, Boratia was a dream, vision, and idea 8 years ago. I can't believe it's been 8 years since we opened up the doors. 8 years ago, this dream, this vision, this idea has turned into a big reality, a reality that changed the lives to over 120,000 people in the United States alone, physically, mentally, psychologically, intellectually, you know, relationally, spiritually. It's exciting. This is the very reason to why this company was founded, is truly to find a vehicle to help others reach their goals, live their dreams, and realize their freedom. This is why this company was born, because at the end of the day, when we take our interests out of the equation and focus on other people, focus on introducing features that have tremendous values that benefit others so that they may get better in any area that they need. And by helping a lot of people get what they want, not only in our city or our state, in our country, everywhere else around the world, by helping the many get what they want, not only do we get the things that we want, which is great, there's nothing wrong with living a nice, nice lifestyle for helping people get what they want, but we also change the world and make it a better place and build not a an empire, build a legacy. So welcome to Boracia. We're glad you're here. I'm excited about today's show. And I want us, before we introduce our co-host, to hear just a couple of words of wisdom from our Executive Vice President of Sales, Kate Donovan, who joined our company 2.5 months ago with great vision like ours and passion. And I, as the owner of this company, can't be any more thrilled and excited, because surely I'm sleeping a lot tighter at night. She makes my job easy. She's pro. She's an expert. Her heart and her character are absolutely incredible. And you know what? I used to do this show by myself. Yes, yes, I admit I used to be selfish, and I used to enjoy my champions on my Hour of Power radio show by myself. But, you know, Kate, I made a mistake one time, and I said, Kate, would you join me? She said yes. And one of the champions who's with us today, actually Kate and I, that was her first radio show, and that was Ryan Shaker from Pennsylvania, and he rocked the boat. He blew her mind away and mine too. But she said, you know what, I don't want you to have all the fun by yourself. Can we do the show together? I said, I would not want to do it any other way. So it's awesome. So, Kate, what is going on here? Why are you so excited?
I am beyond excited. We have got so many great things going on with Boracia, and I'm very, very proud to be a part of the show, because it really is a testament to all of the hard work that the Tribune is doing in the field every day, and the passion that they have for our products and for our opportunity. And it's just a great time. We've got so many great, great things going on. New trainings. We just came from a regional event that was just awesome. I've had nothing but wonderful, wonderful feedback, and people are working hard in the field, and we're excited. We had a meeting today talking about what future product lines we want to be able to introduce at some point, and it's exciting. You know, we are so committed to making sure that you have the tools necessary and the products necessary. And I'm just thrilled to be part of the team, George. It's beyond. And he is right. I did not want to miss the inside track, because my heart was in the field. It's where I spent the primary years in direct selling, in the field, in the trenches, like all of you. And it's where my heart is. And it's a blessing to me to come into this office every single day and to serve you, the distributors of Boracia. I couldn't be in a better place than with a better company. So I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, that's phenomenal. We're glad you're here too. So let's get show started right now, because we have a record-breaking attendance on the radio show today. We have a lot of folks that have called in. That's crazy. I love it. And why wouldn't they? Are you kidding? Because they heard something is in the air in Pennsylvania. I mean, I don't know what these guys in Pennsylvania do. I can't even say it right. I can't even spell it right. It's so long. But, you know, I think we should go and buy a house there or something, or, you know, move Boracia to Pennsylvania. I'm just kidding, okay? I like to joke around. So we're going to start with the distributor champion of the month last month. You know, one thing about champions, you know, I love champions because of their endurance, the perseverance, their heart, the loyalty. They set goals, they write goals, and they go to work. They apply what they know. They just, you know, a lot of people know a lot of things. But unless you apply what you know and take action and end up with the right results, and it goes to waste. So there's a lot to say about champions. Books and books and books have been written about champions. The whole world loves champions. And we do have two of them here. We're going to start with Madupe out of Pennsylvania. I didn't know Madupe was from Pennsylvania. I thought she was from Florida. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somebody's trying to play with my little brain of mine and wrote the wrong note on my sheet here. So, Madupe, welcome to our show.
Hi. Hi, George. I'm from New Jersey, by the way.
Oh, my God. I was very close. That would have been my third guess. That's a joke. Somebody is messing with me. They wrote Pennsylvania on my TNT.
That's a good one. Hi, good evening.
I know, it's very interesting.
Well, Madhuka, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. It was my wife, Vera, loves you. She said hi to you, and she's probably listening into the show. Her and I so enjoyed meeting you in person and investing a lot of quality time with you in Orlando, Florida, during our regional event. And I got to tell you, you stole our heart and you stole our mind. And we welcome you to our to our family and to our team. And I am so thrilled that you are one of the champions of last month. So, of course, the first question we always ask, we're going to put you on the spot now. You know, as you know, and the audience may not know, but we don't rehearse these things. We just do them spontaneously. We don't tell the champions what kind of questions we're going to ask them. This is all about them. But we're going to start right now with really a very simple question. How did you do it? How did you become champion last month?
Honestly, I can say I really don't, I can't really take all the credit, like, you know, this is how I did it. I definitely owe it to my mentors, Pat Bush, Keith Hooper, and Joe Giuliano. They just, like, poured into me really, really well. I owe it to them to say thank you. And honestly, I sampled and I told people about it. I was excited about it once I started seeing, you know, results. And I told people and they believed me, I guess. So, yeah, basically that is it. I cannot take credit for everything right now.
So Madhuka, it would be really important for you to share your background and what's happening in your life during all of this activity that you have. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your family and your situation? Because I am, like George, I am so impressed that, you know, you are able to be a top producer with everything that you have on your plate. So why don't you share a little bit about that with us?
All right. I have been in the School of Social Work. I did my master's program or am getting into my master's program, and I had a year to start with. And I have two boys, two gorgeous boys. One of them is three, one of them is one and a half, three and a half. And my husband is a pastor. He is very involved with church, and I volunteer with church and other things. So, yeah, with school and everything, I basically just did it when I could do it. Then I didn't really have a plan. I just told everybody I knew about it first, and I took the products, and I think after a while, people just fell in love with the fact that something was actually working. So I think that was what gave me the aim to tell people more about it. Plus, I got a lot more confident in myself and in the product. I learned a lot more about it, and that just set me on fire, basically.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. So you've done this while you're in school. You have two children under the age of three, and you are so full-time mom and going to school. So how did you carve out the time? You know, did you just incorporate it as part of your daily activities, or what? You know, did you specifically schedule time? Can you spend a little bit of time talking to us about that? Because I know that you know, most of the people work full time when they're doing their voracious business, and you know, with two young children, that takes up a lot of your time. How did you do it? Were you mindful of the time that you spent, or was it just part of your everyday activities?
Honestly, I think up till now, I just recently got to schedule my time because I wasn't a very good steward of my time like that. And I did it whenever I could do it, and I did it, you know, in between my kids' naps and when I was in the playground with them or when I was in church with them.
most of my activities I did, you know, some of them I did on Facebook, and some of them I just told people that I knew about it, and I was just like, hey, I'm doing this thing, and I love it. I don't know much about it, but I think I want you to, I want you to taste it. I want you to try it. And many people will be like, okay, sure. And I think that was most of what I did up till now. Recently, I just began scheduling work time to say, okay, this is my work time, this is home time, this is play time. So I think that's an encouragement to say that even if you don't really have a structured time, you can still do it. But if you structured your time wisely, you would even produce more. You know, you get more fruit out of it.
Ken, and let me ask you this. Do you have a specific way that you actually do the business? Do you prefer calling people? Do you prefer meeting them in person? You know, what is your style?
I prefer meeting people in person. I prefer telling them about it because I feel like I'm a very relational person. I love to be with people one-on-one. And quality time, I think, is one of my gifts or strengths. And I love telling people about it one-on-one. I love sharing it to them and seeing the expression on their faces. When I show them my before and after photos, I love the expression on their faces. And then I can answer any question right there, or I could hook them up with an expert that I know would answer their questions and get it done with and move over. But for the most part, I have sent samples out in the mail, and I have, you know, called people, done three-way phone calls with, you know, Joe or Pat or Key, and then I have met people one-on-one. So depending on where they are, some of my customers are in Georgia, some of them are in Maryland, and I haven't been physical with them. But here in New Jersey, the ones that I have here, I've met personally. So depending on where they are, you know, yeah.
So that's pretty impressive. Can you tell me what, if at all, it doesn't sound like you probably have had a lot of things just based on your attitude, but have you run across any challenges? What has been the most difficult part about doing what you've done?
With Barisha?
Yes.
I see the most difficult.
I think she's never had any challenges.
Yeah, gosh, I have. I think the most difficult part was getting past the, you know, the self-doubt and just forgetting what anybody thought about it. Because I think once I understood the company, I think once I educated myself about what the products could do for me, it just changed my entire perspective about it. And I wanted to tell every single person I knew about Barisha products. Like, I'm like, this is so good. You have to know it. You have to try it. You have to, you know, be part of it or drink it. Do something good for yourself. I think that was my hardest challenge.
So tell me about, you know, you obviously have done a lot of recruiting. How important is the follow-up once you have an initial conversation with a person? Can you take me through what you did for that?
Honestly, follow-up is very, very important because many times people would not, first of all, I think this is my general perception of people that I've met or encountered. It's like when they hear something like that, the idea of fat-burning coffee is just out of this world, first of all. Brilliant, by the way, George. I don't know how you did it, but that's really brilliant. And when I tell people, they're like, wait, what? You know, you see the skepticism, you see all the fear of, okay, this is one of those things. And then once they taste it, they find out, oh, this is good coffee. I actually just got a new customer that is a Starbucks guru, and this lady absolutely loves Starbucks. And I was like, you know what? I've heard that people that love Starbucks love this coffee, so you might want to try it. And she did, and she was like, oh, this is good coffee. And that expression alone sold it, and I was like, oh. Now, follow-up for me is key because after that taste, you want to get their feedback. You want to know where they stand. Many people, like, you can't really prejudge and say, okay, this person would want to do the business or this person just wants to be a customer. many people that I didn't even expect, because I followed up, wanted to know more about the business or wanted to know more about the product. And that's how I got, you know, the clients I have, that's how I got the distributors I had. Once I followed up with them, even though I had to give them a break, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, once I followed up with them, I was like, hey, you know what, I know I sent you this sample. I just wanted to know, like, has anything changed? What's going on? And just being in consistent, you know, communication with them would open up a window where you could present it again. And, you know, many times it's the right time, or I don't know, many times you happen to meet them at the right time.
So consistency and follow-up is certainly essential. Are there particular markets, Madhupe, that you are going after?
Right now I'm looking to educate students about the product. I'm also looking to educate senior citizens about the product, because I know these two groups of people are people that love either their coffees or their energy drinks. Also moms too, because I have a passion to help women, especially moms like me who, you know, can't really do so much out of the house without, you know, forfeiting being at home with their kids and spending that quality time with them. So I go for moms. I look for people who are retiring and need an exit strategy. I also go for students who need an extra income. Basically, people who are hungry and, you know, would want something better. And that's, those are the people I look out for. Those are the people I present the opportunity to.
So what advice would you give to a brand new person who was just starting with Boracia today?
I would say, number one, plug into the Tuesday and Thursday calls. The more you hear them, you know, the more acquainted you get with them, then I would say look for someone who can mentor you. Because many times I find out that people, especially people who think, oh, I can't sell anything, or I'm very bad at doing that. Like, prior to this, I never sold anything before. And the only thing I sold, the person actually gave it to me out of compassion. So prior to this, I never sold anything before. And I found out that just educating myself on what I was doing and the importance of why I was doing it changed my entire perspective. So I would encourage a new person to say, you know what, find out why you want to do this. Why is this important to you and to the people that matter to you? And then look for somebody who can encourage you and bring out, you know, that quality in you, because we all have greatness in each of us, but we need someone to help pull it out. And I would just say, look for whoever, you know, be hungry, like look for somebody, call them morning, noon, and night if possible, like I did to Joe Giuliano, and, you know, let somebody coach you and mentor you, because anybody can do this. Anybody can do this.
That is really, that is it. You are so impressive. I could listen to you all day just based on what your experience has been. And I have been hogging the phone, and I'm sure that George is chomping at the bit to ask you a question or two. So I'm going to turn the call back over to him for a few minutes. But Madhupe, I could not be prouder of you. It was a great pleasure for me to meet you and spend some time with you in Orlando, just like George and Vera did. You are just an unbelievable example of a tremendous work ethic and enthusiasm. It's just so fun to watch you, and I'm really looking forward to watching you succeed all the way to the top and helping you any way that I can. So congratulations. I could not be more proud of you, and I'm going to turn it back over to George.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you.
Great job. So what does Boracia mean to you?
Oh, Boracia means freedom in so many ways. Freedom to me, financially, freedom to be with my kids when I want to be with my kids, without having to worry about babysitting sometimes, you know. Freedom to say, you know what, I want to send my mom and my dad some extra money to just spend on them and love them and tell them thank you. And freedom to others, freedom to my friends to say, you know what, that's an opportunity for you, but then also, you know what, we can all get healthier by just changing our beverages, coffee, tea, and lemonade, or lemonade flavored drinks. So, yeah.
Well, listen, you earlier gave me, you know, praise for being smart and coming up with a fat burner coffee. And a lot of people call me genius, and I crack up because, quite frankly, when I started this company, I got a little secret for you, but don't tell anybody, okay? It's just between me, you, and Kate, okay? And the other people listening to the show, just, you know, close your ears. Don't hear what George is about to say. But honestly, we did not know anything about direct selling. We did not know anything about coffee. And honestly, in 2007, that's what we had, just a good, delicious cup of coffee. Yes, it had a lot of values, and fat burner coffee, I did not know it existed. Quite frankly, the evolution of Boracia, where it was, where it is, and where it's about to become, is nothing but a design. It's a design by God and for God. That's personally what I feel wholeheartedly it's all about. So hang on to your seat. In fact, I suggest you put multiple seat belts, you know, where you're sitting right now, because this is going to get really exciting. Just imagine possibilities when the company in the first phase, you know, has generated close to $100 million in sales, just getting our feet wet, just putting the brand name out there only in the United States of America, and we have not gone anywhere else. Imagine the possibilities and how bright the future is going to become when all our listeners here on the show know what we, all three of us here, and Ryan also included, what we know from the foundation that's been built, the people that are involved. And that brings joy to my heart, truly, as CEO of the company. I would not want to settle for it any other way. I would not. Money does not impress me. You know, we make money. Money doesn't make us. Money never buys class and character, for sure. But from day one, I wanted to surround myself with the right people, build this on a very strong foundation, make sure I have a succession plan, make sure that that truly we have products and opportunities that have tremendous amount of values that benefit the many to reach their goals. And truly, that's what we have now. Just imagine possibilities when we break open. We have not even scratched the surface in the United States. Kate and I were laughing earlier. We had a dignitary in my office and who's blown away with the timing and positioning and the value proposition of what we've got today. He said, how many people do you have in California? And we started laughing. We said, we have none. I think we can count them, maybe about 20 people or so. I don't know. And he started laughing because we knew one thing for sure. California economy alone is the seventh largest global economy. California, just the state of California. We have not tapped into, we have not scratched the surface. Just imagine the possibilities when we break open from where we are today to many other cities and states around the nation today. Could we reach over $1 billion of revenues out of the state of California alone by the year 2020? I don't know. Could we do that, marketing just fat burner coffee, excluding the amazing sweetener and tea and L-arginine and the future product line that we have coming? I don't know. I honestly don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited. I'm excited. And Madhupi, you and I have something real cool in common that I like. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I first immigrated to the United States, you know, I didn't speak English. I had big dreams. I had no money. I landed at JFK Airport, and I actually stayed in New Jersey for a week.
Oh, wow.
It was cold. It was snowing. It was minus 20,000 degrees. And my brother, my oldest brother, who was going to medical school there in that area, had a clinic. Actually, you know, he had a clinic in New Jersey. So I stayed in the house there for a week before I moved to California. Isn't that cool?
That is so cool because I came in one of the lowest temperatures, too.
It was cold. It was freezing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much, George. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So if I'm a new listener or somebody shared the recording of this show today, And what would you tell them? Truly, I know, Kate knows, and you know, that what we do is fun. What we do is simple. It's not complex. For heaven's sake, it's coffee. It's tea. They taste good. They actually work, and they give us very positive energy. They're subconsciously consumed. They're consumed at all times, and they're globally consumed commodities. You know, we all know it's simple, and we all know that anybody can do that. Anybody. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you stand financially, emotionally, physically. This is for you. This is for anybody. Anybody that's got the courage, anybody that's got the desire, and anybody who's got the determination can change their life for the better starting right now. This is for anybody. So can you talk a little bit about what you see and what we just talked about?
Well, I see, maybe this is just me being very dreamy, but I see Barisha.
Anybody do this?
Honestly, anybody can. Anybody can. Store owners, pastors, children in school, I mean college students, grandmas. I look at Sandy Wagner and her daughter. They're doing amazing. Anybody can. And I love the fact that our products are so functional and versatile that, anybody can, whether you're physically able or not, I mean, anybody can, because we all drink some form of beverage, and what a way to bring healthy beverages to people wherever they are. So anybody can.
Now, how about the support system? Earlier, you gave credit to Liv Cooper, Joe Giuliano, your mentors, you called. You know, can you talk a little bit about how awesome of support we have?
Oh, my goodness. We have really awesome, amazing leaders at Barisha who are not just, you know, there for themselves, but they're willing to help you to rise up to where they are to. You know, that's fascinating to me. Like, I'm like, how can somebody devote their time to you and then devote their time to every other person? But when they're talking to you, it's like they're talking to just you, like only you matter right now in the world. And that's my experience with all the leaders that I have worked with. They devote their time to you. They pour out, it's like just pouring out themselves into you or pouring out their love on you. And I cannot say anything other than I'm just blessed to be among them and blessed to, you know, to be mentored by them.
So I got one last question for you. We got a couple of minutes, you know, you and I, and then please stay with us as we also celebrate our second champion, somebody you and I and Kate respect and admire dearly and greatly, and that's Ryan Schaefer, who won 2 months in a row being champion of the month. In fact, he broke the records in the company for the month of December and January back-to-back, and he was the champion of the month for both customer and distributor program. And I can't wait. I mean, we can't hear enough from that young man, and we celebrated his wisdom and victory and success on the stage in Orlando, Florida. And I know you're looking forward to hearing from him, too, because it's one thing to succeed once. It's another to do it again. But to keep on doing it, holy smokes. I mean, I really can't wait until we hear more insight from him. But I got a question for you. You ready? Okay, do you think they drink coffee or tea in Nigeria and the rest of the African world?
Yep. Absolutely.
Do you think they need to lose weight and burn fat to lose some inches?
Absolutely.
Do you think they're looking for ways to make additional income, part-time or full-time?
Certainly.
And how excited are you in the future? Should we go to Africa?
Very, very, very excited. I am looking forward to a time where we would give Starbucks a run for their money and close down their stores. I'm sorry.
Well, you should be. And I'm excited for you and us, and I can't be more excited than having you as the face and voice and image and perfect presentation of our company to represent us as we expand globally. So God bless you. Say hello to your family. Give the two children, your husband, a hug and a kiss. And I'm certain we're going to have you on the show again and again and again. So any final words of wisdom? You got 1 minute.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was great being on the show. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. My pleasure. Now, in order to prepare the stage in welcoming our, second champion, I just want to go through this here, because Kate and Dupe talked a little bit about the power of follow-up. You know, very important stuff. Because truly, selling is all about building relationships. You know, you got to build a relationship. And successful people not only build relationships with their prospects, they build trust. Relationships that are built on trust almost always result in sales. Why? Simply put, prospects buy from people they know, they like, they trust, and people that they're most comfortable with. And the only way to build strong, trusting relationship with prospects is over time. Staying in touch and so your prospects begin to see you as someone who is not only knowledgeable, but who also has their best interest at heart. And it's not the words you say, it's not the things that you do, it's truly how you make people feel about you. Have you boldly announced your personal brand? Are you passionate? Are you excited? Are you enthusiastic? Are you charismatic? Do you believe in what you're doing? Do you? Because if you do, then they believe you. That's really what this is all about. It's pretty exciting stuff because, truly fortune is in the follow-up. I learned that all my career in sales in the last 20-some years. Consider the following statistic from National Sales Association. Here's some cool analytics. 48% of people never follow up with their prospects. And when I learned that, I knew I had a huge opportunity. 25% do a second contact with their prospect. 12% contact them the third time. And only 10% contact their customers and follow up with them four times and more. Now, that's disgusting, especially when we compare these follow-up statistics to when sales are actually made. And perfect example of that is Ryan Schaefer, our champion, who's going to share with us. Because, again, you're not going to become a salesman of the month time and time and time and time again, unless you've done exactly what we're talking about. Now, here's some real, real numbers for us. Only 2% of sales are made during our first contact with our prospect. 3% of sales are made during our second contact. 5% on the third contact, 10% on the fourth contact, and here's the most exciting part. Once you've followed up with your prospects five times and more, those sales numbers grow to 80%, which means people love follow-up. So Ryan Schaefer, welcome to our show. One third time, sir, congratulations, because not only have you won every time you appear on the show per customer or distributor, not only you win $500 on all the money you made, forget about that, but now because you won 3 months in a row, I believe, and Kate could correct me, I think you're already qualified for the executive retreat in the Bahamas. Is he not qualified?
He is qualified.
He is qualified. Yes, so, Ryan, congratulations, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
How are you doing this fine day, Ryan?
Good. Getting cold in PA again. I have a day of warm weather. So.
Well, we've done it 3 months in a row, and I agree with George. To be impressed is one thing. To be blown away is something completely different. You are clearly an extraordinary individual that exudes a tremendous work ethic and. I think that you have had great success based on the fact that you have followed up quite a bit. George, I love those statistics. Thanks for sharing that with everybody. So tell us what happened this past month. Did you do anything differently? Did you run into any different scenarios? What did you do this month that was different from last month?
Yeah, I want to know too.
This month was a lot of referrals from people. In the industry, I will tell you, last month, I'm like, okay, I expanded as far as I'm going to expand because I ran out of people. And you inspired me, Kate, and had my head, boggled after Florida. So what I did, followed up with people who were on the products for now about to 4 weeks who I never followed up with after they initially started using the stuff, our products. And I found out I had phenomenal results sitting there and asked them if they would share it. They shared posts on my Facebook, shared their stories with me. I started sharing that with people, and the referrals are coming in, and my people are able to drink their products for free by referring people to me.
That is absolutely crazy impressive. So basically, you were able to beat out all the competition just by tapping into the market of satisfied customers who just basically have continued to refer business to you.
Correct. This month has been pretty much out. I think I have, last month, I get my referrals confused month to month, but last month it was about equal referrals and new customers of my own, and same thing is going with this month also.
That is absolutely awesome. So let me ask you this, Ryan. Are you spending the same amount of time? I know that you're just amazing at your time management because you've got your full-time job, running the salon and doing what you're doing. So are you working any differently this month than you did last month?
Absolutely. What I'm doing, you taught us in Florida, what's your billable hourly rate. I'm now focused on, as far as my team of Barisha reps, who wants to go with it, and focusing my time on them, focusing time on people who show they actually want to try our products, and not just them people who, okay, let me tell you, maybe one day I'll try it. I focus on people who give me 5 minutes of their time, and I will put time into you.
That is absolutely awesome. Wow, wow.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive. So in essence, what you really have done is you have been able to equate what your time is worth and becoming much more selective, if you will, on how you're spending it, even with between prospecting and customers, correct?
Correct.
So how does that make you feel? I mean, are you very satisfied with the change? Was it a difficult shift for you to make? How did you do that? Because a lot of people attempt to do that, but it's very hard to follow through because, you want to be able to be mindful that everybody potentially could be a customer or a distributor, but clearly, was it a series of questions that you asked them differently than you did before? How did you filter through those people?
I did change as far as customers. I changed that up a little bit. So if they responded to an ad I ran, I'm not going to write you the whole Barisha book on Facebook. I will share our videos and that stuff. But my rule is if somebody's serious about anything, they will devote 5 minutes of time. I work a full-time job, have a house, blah, blah, blah. And so pretty much what I've done now is I'm not going to be back and forth Facebook messaging you. I will give you the basics. And if you're serious, give me 5 minutes of your time. You call me or I'll call you, and we will go over the products and make sure we have you using the right products before you would invest into any of it. And as far as people wanting to build the business themselves, you can pick which people you can tell just by watching them, the team who reaches out to you and wants your help. Focus your time on your people who want to go with it. And the other people, I will check in with them periodically. And they'll be upfront and honest with you after a while. They may be a distributor, but now they're consuming for themselves. They just didn't hit the market for to do the sales and everything.
So you have truly mastered the art of filtering at this point between
customers and distributors, which is awesome, awesome, awesome. I'm thrilled to hear that, as you obviously are recognizing the value of your time. Are there specific questions that when you start this 5-minute conversation with somebody that you either call or they call you, are there specific questions that you're asking this potential person?
Yeah, I'll start my conversation. I'll small talk a little bit. It's building that bond, that relationship. These are people now who are coming to me who don't know me from Adam or Eve. So I need to kind of get on their level, see what they're all about. I connect with their personal life. What do you do for a living? Do you have kids? Get into their personals a little bit. Not too personal, but just the basics that you would hold meeting somebody. And then I'll ask them what their goals are. What do you want to see? What aren't you happy with? And I'll take it from there. Okay, do you drink coffee? Do you drink tea? What do you drink more of? How much time are you at work? And then I will figure out which product of ours fits their lifestyle and set up a time to give them a sample and then follow up with them.
And you are very, very good at following up, correct?
Obviously. Yes, absolutely.
How important is that follow-up, Ryan?
Very, very, very important. I learned from my own mistakes. I have judged a book by its cover. Okay, I sampled this person. Yes, we're all guilty of it at some point in life, judging this person's never going to do anything with it. And to my surprise, there's that person drinking Barisha coffee from another distributor locally. And follow-up is huge. I refuse to hear a no. After the fifth time, I'll be like, maybe they're really not interested. It don't fit them. So what I end up doing, the people who have told me no from the beginning of my journey with Barisha are now my customers and now referring people to me.
That is amazing. So how many times did you get with somebody and they said no to you 3 times?
It's happened a few times, and again, it's personal. It may be financial. And then usually they reach out to me then, seeing posts on Facebook of people losing weight, how people tried to stop the products and how their body felt so different and they felt dead and not alive after trying Barisha products. They realized how much energy and how good it made them feel. So they end up in contact with me one way or another, whether I reach out to them again or they see feedback from other customers.
I got a question for you, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get to the Bahamas?
Well, I am still trying to figure out if Ryan can make it to the Bahamas. my full-time job, we have a training event the same week, but if I go to the Bahamas, I'm going to kick back and have a few beverages.
So Ryan, you've been doing this now, for the last 90 days with a tremendous amount of intensity, and again, George and I could not be more impressed or proud. Now that you've got some experience under your belt and you have really become seasoned at this, and again, it's very impressive, what has been the biggest challenge that you have been able to overcome to the point where it is no longer a challenge and you're using it as an opportunity?
My biggest challenge, as in the product or as in, I would say, I taught myself how to overcome the no's and trained myself to just keep digging in. I think maybe originally with customers who cannot did not consume correctly. And I shouldn't say consume correctly, just tasting the stuff. We had some people have weak stomach to our old formula tea. So I overcame them issues when the new tea came out by calling them people. Look, we got our new formula. You said you wanted to lose weight. Let me give you 5 packs of tea. Let's give it a try. And I ended up getting 3 of them customers back on our products just by giving them 5 samples of our new tea.
Interesting. That's a great way to do that. Let me ask you something. You mentioned the event that you attended. How important was that event in your time with Brescia?
Well, all right. It's very important. I will tell you, as a business owner, my industry, I have to attend classes or we get into a slump. It just feels like a routine, blah. And once I attended that, I dealt with some issues and I needed it for an up boost. It completely changed my mind on feeling like, is this really worth arguments with people in this area? But you taught me that people will always find something to complain about when somebody is succeeding. And you and George made me want to take it to the next level, and I refuse to let anybody make me fail. And it's my future, not theirs. And, yeah, the event is phenomenal. I would tell anybody who could attend, any of them, attend, because my brain on a nightly basis is still rambling your ideas off in my head. Where am I going next? Who am I prospecting? Where is my next sales team starting? What states do I want to introduce Brescia to? And, you know, my head's crazy with ideas because of used to.
That's awesome. George, do you want to ask? I've been taking up all our time. Do you want to ask Ryan any particular questions?
I think we've asked the poor guy a lot of questions in the last 3 months.
I love it.
You know, I'm so proud of you. I really am. You know, and no wonder why you are a champion. No wonder, because, you know, champions think differently. They act differently. They rationalize differently. They assess and evaluate differently. You know, their vision is different. Their daily method operation is different. So we're so proud of you because, you know, volume equals voice, and numbers don't lie. So it's humbling. Meeting you in person was huge for me because, you know, your heart was so awesome, and everybody fell in love with you. And we're excited to have you as one of our leaders in our company. I really am, and I can't wait to see you again. And as, you know, we're excited about watching your numbers, you know, fly high, and we will see you well over the top. I got a few little stories for you and Kate. You guys want to hear it?
Cool.
Go ahead.
This is cute because, you know, we're talking about follow-up, you know. I mean, this radio show is about really giving some folks some wisdom, you know, to help them get better in some area and so that people can have better hope, because truly what we do is simple and fun. The good news that we're in the people business, and bad news we're in the people business. You know, we're talking about follow-up today. You know, I used to own 2 car dealerships, and one day I got a phone call from a customer. His name is Peter Fogarty from San Francisco. He called to thank me for a great experience he had visiting one of my dealerships and purchasing a car from our company. And he went on to tell me how the salesperson was so outstanding. He was complete professional, and him and the wife so enjoyed the experience. I said, great, I knew there was another reason why he was calling me, and there it came. he started pitching what he did for a living. And he was a senior vice president for a security company in San Francisco. So I made it very clear to the customer, Peter Fogarty, that my wife and I, after we took major bloodbath loss in the stock market in the year 2000, that we would never invest money ever again. You know, and he respected that. I said, so politely, I turned him down in a way, and I said, I'm not interested. Have a great day. The next day, I got another call from Peter Fogarty, right? And then he started a different approach. We talked about something else, and then there comes the pitch again. I said, Peter, I'm not interested. The third day, I got a call from different 415 area code number because I had programmed his name on the previous number so that if he ever called me, I would never answer the call again. So he called from another phone. I had to program that phone too. A week later, I got an email. A year goes by, and I had countless of calls and beautiful emails, and none of them were threatening or aggressive. They were all educational and informative, and I love being educated. And he was very, very good about his ways of follow-up. And truly, he must have followed up with me probably, without exaggerating, at least 100 times in that 1 year. 1 year later, I go to the office. And on my desk sits the most beautiful 6 feet tall red organic roses, right? I mean, huge box of red roses, 6 feet tall with a box of dark chocolate. And I love dark chocolate. So I get to the office and all the staff, the employees and my assistant, they're all laughing. I didn't know why they were laughing. I thought my wife sent me those beautiful flowers. So I opened up the card, and it said, from Peter Fogarty in San Francisco. Now, all my friends were laughing, and they said, boss, do we need to know anything? I said, no, we'll call. I said, you know, so anyway, half an hour later, I get a phone call. And guess who it was? Peter Fogarty. He had called the flower company to make sure the flowers got delivered and what time. And surely he called, and the least I could do now is answer the phone. I answered the phone. Half an hour later, I wrote a check for $200,000 and invested in that company that launched 6 feet tall organic roses that are, you know, that are that come from South America. But that is the power of follow-up. When people say no, they're saying not yet. We're not ready. Feed us with more developments that could benefit us, you know, down the road when we're ready. So, great show. Ryan, congratulations. Madhupe, congratulations to you. You both and folks like you inspire us. You are the reason why this company exists. I encourage everybody on the show today, every caller, every member in our company, don't be selfish, and I say it, you know, in a cute, harmless way. Don't be selfish. Go and share with great passion and great joy the Boresha story. Share your story. Share your friend's story. Share the opportunity. Share the tools that we have now, the opportunity video, the product video, and all the tools that we have. You know, share the hope with other people because a lot of people today, a lot of people, everywhere we go, people are looking for better ways. Everyone is looking to get better somewhere in their life. Trust me. Just share it with them. You'll be proud. You'll be amazed. You go, oh, my God, look at that. I made a difference in somebody's life. Truly, I shared. I mean, every day, I cannot help it. Kate was laughing at me today. I had somebody that I played tennis with. I mean, he's the captain of that tennis team. And, you know, and he came in today because he wanted to join Boresha. He's excited. He couldn't believe, you know, that this company exists in his home, you know, in his backyard. Tomorrow at 9:30, I have a doctor with his wife and his child, and he owns 5 chiropractic locations here in the area. I play volleyball with him. I beat him all the time. He doesn't like me on the volleyball court, but he's coming tomorrow to join Boresha as a distributor. He couldn't believe the products we have, and he's blown away. He wants our products in each and every one of his chiropractic locations. Share these products. Share these opportunities. Don't think about selling and watch what happens. Thank you all so much. God bless you and make it a great Boresha Day.
Good afternoon.